I'm walking through never-ending rows of walnut trees here at the Martin Tree Farm, just a short drive outside Cape Girardeau, and all I can say is that it is naturally beautiful. On this crisp autumn evening, all I can hear is the sound of leaves crunching beneath my feet, and the occasional thump of a heavy walnut falling from a tree.
When he bought this ground in 1988 and 89, at first they looked at it as a city dump, but then they changed, which was good, because then when we bought the land, the city dump was going to be next to it. But this was all plowed ground.
That's Mike Edmonds. He manages this 288-acre walnut farm and sells the nuts across the region at farmers markets. The Martin family owns this farm, and the farm itself has a deep connection to the community. This tree farm has a very high sentimental and monetary value.
Since most of the trees out there that have any value is walnuts, not only for the nut production, but you're talking $3,000-$4,000 from lumber companies. So, I mean, you could cut down. So if you have 20,000 of those and you lose them all, you know, obviously the impact of that could be pretty devastating.
The Martin Tree Farm is one of the many walnut tree farms across Missouri which have helped the state become a walnut powerhouse. But despite this success, the entire state is now under the threat of thousand cankers disease. This disease only affects walnut trees and has been spotted all across the western United States. Simeon Wright is a forest pathologist from the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says the disease is carried by an insect called the walnut twig beetle.
The insect that spreads thousand cankers disease is very tiny. It's about the size of a flea, and it's very hard to see. Really, what you're going to see when you look at an affected walnut tree is going to be dieback, usually in the upper crown of the tree.
Not only is the insect hard to find, but the disease-causing fungus it carries, Geosmithia morbida, takes a few years to physically manifest within the bark of the infected tree. Should this disease cross state lines, not only will its impact on the environment be noticed, but its economic impact on the state will be just as devastating, according to Wright.
We estimate that over 20 years, this disease could cause more than $851 million in damages and perhaps 700 jobs lost. So it is something that we're quite concerned about.
For now, thousand cankers disease hasn't been found in Missouri, but nearby states like Tennessee, Kentucky, and Indiana aren't so lucky. Infected states have quarantined the movement of walnut wood to within their own state, such as Colorado, where the terrible effects of thousand cankers disease was first observed. The mortality rate within their population of black walnut trees was just below 100%, with similar rates in other infected states. It's not all gloom and doom here. There is a speck of hope. Ned Tisseret, a professor and plant pathologist from Colorado State University, has noticed that some of the trees survived attacks from the beetles.
And we're hoping that those trees are resistant to either the insect or the fungus, so that there's some hope that there are trees out there, that walnut trees that have some resistance.
But Tisseret says the chance of natural resistance is very slim, and each state's walnut trees will react differently.
Need a pound?
Pound.
There you go. You can have both of them.
In the end, thousand cankers disease remains a looming threat to people like Mike Edmonds back at the Martin Tree Farm, and all he can hope for is the quarantines to hold.
Watch out, be careful, prevent it, because if it comes, you're done. If it hits the walnut tree, it's gone.
If the quarantines fail, places like the Martin Tree Farm may cease to be in a few years, and this beautiful forest may return to the nondescript plowed lands it once was. For KRCU, I'm Joshua Peters.